Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, welcome back to the Monday Morning Mix on Radio Islam International. We do have Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat online. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We trust that you are doing well this morning, Mawlana.
Allah sazal, alhamdulillah, Mawlana.
Inshallah. The two seas meet, Mawlana.
Yes, meeting of two seas. This is the title of the book by Saeed Malik that we are reviewing this morning. You can imagine that when we speak about meeting of two seas, then this alludes to the journey which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes with Khidr. And this book, subtitled Where the Heart Leads the Mind, is really a journey through this 18th chapter of the Quran Kareem. This chapter, famously known as Surah Kahf, has really captivated many authors and has been the subject, I think, of many talks we have heard before. This book then has the very same theme, and the author plays with this idea of the meeting of the two seas, and he says that this journey that is described in the Quran Kareem is short, but it continues to open up many doors of meaning and awakens in us many sets of two seas that we find around us. He says, for example, there's the meeting of the manifested real and the hidden real. Then there's the meeting of the temporal and the eternal. There's also the meeting of the empirical with the spiritual, and the meeting of the physical causes with the spiritual cause. And he says our consciousness also has two strands that stand at the very sea of our own very inner and outer selves. And so he calls throughout for a reading of the Quran Kareem that brings together tadabbur and tafakkur, and he says that one then experiences a joyous journey through the shores and the seas of the Arabic Quran. And he emphasizes throughout this book the ajaz of the Quran Kareem that really is remarkable, and that we can appreciate if we go back and study the Quran very, very carefully. And he gives us an example of this through the study of Surah Kahf. The book, if you look at the contents page, then the titles of the various chapters don't give us much information about what the chapters have. But he starts off with a chapter called A Point of View, where he emphasizes the importance of reading the Quran Kareem in the original Arabic text and understanding it from the Arabic text. And he points out how relying solely on translations can be sometimes problematic. He gives some very good examples of this. Then he looks at the whole question of the two seas of the Quran, he then moves on to a discussion on the essence. And he says the essence is other than forms or phenomena. And he explains the purpose of life by using a example from the poetry of Rumi, where in a poem in the Masnawi, Rumi is said to have, there's a quotation from Rumi here. He says, the prince of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said truly that no one who has passed away from this world feels sorrow and regret for having died. Nay, but he feels 100 regrets for having missed the opportunity, saying to himself, why did I not make death my object? Death, which is the storehouse of all fortunes and riches. And why, through seeing double, did I fasten my lifelong gaze upon the phantoms that vanished at the fated hour? So he says we must understand what is our object and purpose of living. Our object of purpose of living is to have, in fact, a good akhirah and a good death. And then he goes on to the actual study, looking at the companions of the cave and the immutable words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that beware of things that set. This is another title to a chapter. And he speaks about the idols of the I, me, and mine, and looks at the parables that are in this surah. And then he says, we too need to seek refuge. He's talking about the people of the companions of the cave who sought refuge in the cave. And he says, we have to seek refuge from false beliefs and conjecture, from spiritual deafness, blindness and muteness, and we have to seek refuge from ignorance, from jahal. And then he looks at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's quest, looks at the meanings and the spiritual meanings of that, and then other elements of the surah such as Zulqarnain, and then he says that all true pointers point towards the same sea, and he shows how all of creation really is a manifestation of the divine word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then returns to the question of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the last part of his book is devoted to a chapter that has really the subtitle of this book, When the Heart Moves the Mind. So you see that really there's a common theme throughout the book, and that is that we have to look at not only the physical or the form of the Sharia, but we should also at all times look at the spiritual aspect and look for the spiritual meanings of what Deen al-Islam has to offer. He refers to secondary literature quite a bit in his book. He quotes extensively because, you know, he refers to very spiritual themes. I think he quotes spiritual extensively from the Masnavi of Jalaluddin Rumi, and it is good to see how he uses the Masnavi to drive home some important points that he has throughout the book. In fact, the book ends with a quotation from Rumi on the Quran Kareem. Perhaps we should read this poem that Rumi has about the Quran. Rumi says that when you have fled for refuge to the Quran of God, you have mingled with the spirits of the prophets. The Quran is a description of the states of the prophets. They are the fishes of the holy sea of divine majesty. And if you read and do not take to heart the Quran, suppose then you have seen the prophets and saints, what will that avail you? So this is, I think, an important poem by Jalaluddin Rumi, telling us that when you read the Quran Kareem, then you are actually seeing the lives of the prophets and the saints. And if you have seen them and you haven't taken heed, then what will the Quran avail you if you cannot take the message of the Quran Kareem, despite the fact that the Quran is really a living manifestation of the lives of all the saints and all the prophets that have passed. So I think all in all, Maulana, a good book, at times perhaps a bit abstract, too abstract, but all in all, giving a fresh perspective to an old theme of Surah Kaf. We know this surah has attracted a great number of scholars to write about it and its meanings and its mystical interpretations, etc. This is another book in that same genre. The author Sayyid Malik uses secondary literature extensively. He's not a person from necessary from Islamic studies or hasn't studied Islamic studies formally. He is a scientist by training, but I think does a very good job of this book. He calls, I think, at the end to a closer study of the Quran Kareem, which is, I think, a welcome call and something that we need to take heed of.
Wonderful. Maulana, how much are we looking at and where can we obtain it from, Maulana?
Maulana, this book is costs 200 rands. Unfortunately, you know, books have become so expensive nowadays, but that is what we're sitting with. The book costs about 200 rands, and this book we bought from a local bookseller in Pretoria, Ikra Agencies, Maulana.
Wonderful. Maulana, jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.